K95-02. Quoted from a letter addressed to Brethren Kilgore and Jacobs, June 26, 1902. File number K95-02. In a certain place, preparations were being made to clear the land for the erection of a sanitarium. Light was given that there is health in the fragrance of the pine, the cedar, and the fir, and there are several other kinds of trees that have medicinal properties that are health-promoting. Let not such trees be ruthlessly cut down. Better change the site of the building than cut down these evergreen trees. Our sanitariums should be surrounded with choice flowers, that by their growth and beauty they may reveal the advantages of culture. They teach us that it is our privilege to improve. God desires us to bring fragrance into our life work. We are to be the plants of the Lord, serving Him in whatsoever way He wills. Let us do all in our power to beautify our characters. The Lord has entrusted His garden to skillful tenders whose work it is to care for His beautiful plants. Tender care must be given to the delicate plants. The useless offshoots must be taken away. The bruised parts must be carefully bound up. So those who are weak in the faith must have fostering care. We are to bind to our stronger purposes the weaklings in the Lord's garden, giving them support. From the endless variety of plants and flowers, we may learn an important lesson. All blossoms are not the same in form or color. Some possess healing virtues. Some are always fragrant. There are professing Christians who think it their duty to make every other Christian like themselves. This is man's plan, not the plan of God. In the Church of God, there is room for characters as varied as are the flowers in the garden. In His spiritual garden, there are many variety of flowers. Do that which presents itself in its time, demanding the first attention. Do not pass by the first duty to do the second. One duty accomplished prepares the way for the next. Readiness to engage in the second known duty brings the Lord's blessing. And the second duty is more easily done if the first has been faithfully performed. The burden is off the soul. The heart is filled with the peace and gladness of Christ.